You're a team. You're one. You can agree and things can happen. You are a powerful force. That the enemy that's trying to divide you, he can't handle you together. He can't ruin your life. He can't ruin your children. He can't hold up your health. He can't hold up your wealth. He can't stop you from getting the house you want. He can't stop you from driving the car you want to drive. Hallelujah. He has to enter. He has to get you on his side to agree with him out of ignorance. Thinking you putting a joint in your mouth and drinking up something up to make you feel pretty good at the moment. And thinking you're cool because you're about to lose your pants. If he can get you to think like that, then he can control you. And you walk around when you ought to be prospering, ought to be walking in health, ought to be bringing forth the goodness of God, the blessing of God, and people ought to be seeing God in you, on you, and around you. But they see hell. They see poverty. They see curses. They see pain. They see misery. They can't stand you when they see you coming. When they ought to have their arms out, there come my daddy, there come my friend, there come my husband, there come my wife, there come my neighbor, there come a blessing, there come my preacher, there come my brother, there come my sister. But this thief, if he be found, and I found out, and I found him. And this is what he wants to do. And I refuse to run, become his buddy. I refuse to run with him, participate with what he's doing. Anybody here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This year is the year for you to recover all. This is why he have fought. Many of you in this congregation, all of us have been challenged. He tried to make me, who represent the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the head of the church. He tried to make what God gave you here to look like I'm a liar. I'm trying to steal your money. I'm trying to take advantage of you. I'm trying to control everything. Can I preach in here? So you can get at odds with me, have bad thoughts, and you walk out the door. All he wants is my money. That old preacher greed after money. Put me in the same bag with the rest of them that lie like that. But I won't fit. If I can't tell you the truth, I'll quit. But I can't quit because I'm obligated to preach the gospel. The thief comes, but he's found. He's still trying to keep you at odds. He wants to make you feel unqualified, unworthy. God don't love you like he loves somebody else. You to this, you don't have enough of that. I'm gonna ask you something. Have you been born again? Can you truly say, I've been born again? that qualified you. All the shame, all the guilt, everything that he's trying to bring in your life has been dismissed, and he don't want you to know it. So he keep trying to play the same game through your mind, keep you doing the same thing you did before you got saved. Keep running with the same people that you ran with before you got saved. Keep going to the same places that you went to before you got saved. Keep dealing with the same people that say all the stuff that messing you up before you got saved. What is it? He's a thief. And the Bible says he'd be found. He should pay sevenfold. Hallelujah. He should pay what? Sevenfold. And not only would he pay sevenfold, he should give all the substance of his house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John Gospel 10:10. Do I have your attention? John Gospel 10:10. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's his only purpose. But he juices up and gooses up to your flesh, to your pride, to make you think you are doing something. Make you think you are somebody because you're about to lose your pants. Because you can cuss. You can get out of order. You can raise hell, fight. And they go back and brag on how big a man you are. That's a thief. You got a distorted mind, a mind that's been corrupt. You're not thinking right. God called you to peace and joy and harmony, oneness and togetherness, where you're constantly helping the next person to be better. Never to take from them, never to tear down, never use words, never take action. Hallelujah. That would take from the person themselves or use words to demoralize and to destroy. But you use words to build them up that they can become and be grow into the character, the person, the creature that God created them to be, because he created you to be, he said you're fearfully and wonderfully made. I say it like this, God said, I created you out of the best stuff. What is the best stuff? The material that made me God. I've created you out of who I am. I've spoken to you, myself. And you are me. You're mine. You live like me. But here come the enemy, because he knows the first avenue up, the first attack is through your mind, your thoughts. To get you to think it and to get you to speak it. And you speak against the people that's dear to you. And the thing God had given you, you turn away from it and you take up something that's no good to you. And then you find yourself in a predicament and in a place and you wonder, why is all this happening to me? You created because you participated with the wrong source. Then you want to blame society. You don't blame people around you. You the cause of me being like that. No, you the cause. Because you participated with the wrong individual. You run with the wrong crowd. I don't run with Satan and his demon because that's the wrong crowd. Hallelujah.